兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，同工们有机会能够有好几次到中国跟中国的弟兄姊妹们有交通。
And I thank the Lord that the Lord has led a few co-workers of ours to go visit China and have fellowship with saints in China.
我想凡是去过中国的弟兄姊妹们都会有这样子的认识。
And I believe those who have visited them will have the same understanding.
我们至少在三样的学习上面远远够不上他们。
That we feel we are far short of what they have learned at least in three aspects.
第一个
First,
就是他们的受苦。
Is that how they have suffered.
他们为主受苦，远远是我们在海外的基督徒够不上。
The degree they suffer for the sake of Christ is much greater than us Christians overseas.
第二个就是他们的奉献。
Secondly, their offering to God.
他们对于主的心智，把自己全然奉献给主，
how they,
这也是我们远远够不上的。
How they love the Lord and devote themselves completely to the Lord is something that we are far less of.
第三就是他们的爱主。
Thirdly, it's their level of love for the Lord.
他们对主的爱，他们领受主的爱，也是我们远远够不上的。
The love that they receive from the Lord also is much greater than what we have received.
所以表面上来看，好像是海外很多的基督徒到国内去帮助他们。
On the surface, it appears that a lot of overseas Christians go to China to help Christians in China.
事实上，我倒是觉得是海外的基督徒到国内去得了他们很多的帮助。
But the reality is, actually, these overseas Christians went to China were greatly helped by Christians in China.
所以每一次我要去中国的时候，我的姊妹都说去啊去啊。
So every time when I plan to go to China, my wife will encourage me, go go.
因为我每一次我回来的时候，她都会觉得我回来的时候不一样。
Because every time I return from the trip, she will notice I was changed.
上个月我又到了海外去。
Last month, I went overseas again.
跟一些从中国来的弟兄姊妹们，跟他们有两个礼拜在一起的学习交通。
And I had a fellowship with a group of Christians from China for a period of 2 weeks.
在那些时间的里面，我们真的是彼此受激励。
And during that period of time, we were greatly encouraged by one another.
因此今天也愿意借着主的话，跟弟兄姊妹们有一点的分享。
Therefore, this morning, I'd like to share with you a little bit what I learned through the words of God.
我们先翻开民数记，旧约的民数记。
Would you please turn to the Old Testament? The book of Numbers, chapter 14.
旧约的民数记14章。
Numbers 14.
我们请读第六节到第九节。
Verse 6 to 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
推探地的人中，嫩的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说：我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是牛奶与蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且因辟他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。这段记载的背景是说到当时以色列人他们派了12个探子去探神所应许他们的迦南美地。
The background of this passage that they had Israelites sent 12 spies to spy on the land that God has promised to give it to them.
那些探子在迦南美地经过了40天之后回到以色列的营中。
And those 12 spies traveled for 40 days and spot the land and returned to the camp of Israelites.
12个人里面有10个呢是报了恶信。
And 10 of the 12 spies report bad news.
他说那个地啊我们绝对不能进去。
Because they warned the people of Israel that we can never enter into that land.
我们如果进去的时候，
If we try to enter,
我们必定倒在刀下。
We will definitely be killed by swords.
弟兄姊妹们，神已经先应许他们要带他们进入那个迦南美地。
But brothers and sisters, before that, God has promised that He will take them into that land.
但是回来的12个里面呢，有2个人他们是报了美信。
And 2 of the 12 spies returned with good news.
他们说我们赶快上去得那一个地。
They said, hurry up, let's go and take that land.
弟兄姊妹们，这何等的稀奇啊。
What a marvelous response.
12个人去，12个人经过的路线是一样的。
These 12 spies took the same route.
看见的也是一样的。
They saw the same thing.
感觉也没有差太多。
And they felt the same way.
但回来之后，心智大不相同。
However, they came back with different hearts and spirits.
外面十二对眼睛看的是一样的。
The 12 pairs of eyes saw the exactly the same thing.
但回来之后，两个人的心智跟其他的十个人完全不一样。
However, when they returned, two out of the 12 had definitely different spirits.
这两个人到底有什么不一样呢？
What was the difference?
他们看见了什么？
What did they see?
要决定这两个人在神面前的价值。
And that will determine their value in the eyes of God.
也要决定这两个人在神面前一生的生活。
And that also will determine the way they live for the rest of their lives.
这显然跟我们今天在神的面前过生活是同样一个原则。
Same principle applies to us how we live in front of God now.
今天我们每一个人都活在这个世界上。
You and I all live in this world.
你等一下回去，你就打开电视机，你看 Channel 7。
If you return home later, turn on TV and watch at what's at Channel 7.
我们外面的眼睛看到都是一样的。
We do the same thing. We're going to see the same thing.
但是每一个人过的生活却不完全一样。
However, we may not live exactly the same way.
我们活在这个地上，我们也听到很多的信息。
We hear many messages living in this world.
早上上班的时候开车经过 freeway.
We drive on the freeway every day, go to work.
你把你的收音机打开。
You turn on the radio.
很多人听到的是同样的信息。
Many times we receive the same kind of message.
啊，你的反应不一定一样。
However, we may have different reaction.
这不一样从哪里来？
What caused the difference?
这个不一样要决定今天我们在神面前生活的价值。
And the different reaction to the same thing will determine our value before God.
等一下我们再说。
Later on, I will share with you.
在这十二个人回来的里面，报恶信的这十个人当场就死了。
Actually, we're going to find out later. 10 out of the 12 spies that returned with bad news died right away.
神没有多留他们一天的时间。
God did not bother to spare their life with one extra day.
在以色列民当中，所有听从这十个人的。在以后38年的时间里面也全部都倒闭旷野。
Not only that, all the Israelites who listened to the 10 spies that reported bad news all fell in the desert and died later on in the following
所以在神带领以色列人出埃及这超过20岁的人当中经过40年就只有两个人活着进迦南地。
Therefore, among those 38 years, the entire congregation of Israelites only two remained alive after their tour in the wilderness.
这是很严肃的事。
This is something very serious.
今天我们人最放不下的是我们这肉身的生命。
And what we cannot let go the most nowadays is our sinful life.
好像人到了老年的时候就觉得一切都无所谓了。
When we reach an old age, a lot of times we have this attitude that I don't care more. I care less about anything.
要我健健康康的活下去就好了。
I only care about my health.
但是今天我们信主的人，我们还有一个生命。
But we Christians have another life.
这个生命比我们肉身的生命更重要。
Which is much more important than our fleshly life.
所以今天神对我们所记载的这个教训，与我们更是重要。
Therefore, the passage here is very important to us.
我们来看看神怎么说的。
Let us see how God reacts to their thing.
我们继续读14章第20节到
24节。Let's read on. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 to 24.
耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们，然我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见，唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进那去过的那地。他的后裔也必得那地为业。本来在那一天，神动怒了。
God got really angry that day.
本来在那一天，神要亲手灭了所有应和那十个恶探的以色列。
Originally, he planned to destroy all those who followed the 10 bad spies.
但是摩西起来为以色列人向主祈求赦免。
But what happened was Moses asked God for forgiveness.
神听了摩西的祈求。
And God heard of his cry.
他赦免了以色列百姓。
So God forgave the sins of the congregation.
但是有一件事情神坚持到底。
But there's one thing he insisted.
我虽然赦免了你们。
That even though I have forgiven them,
但是你们没有一个人可以进去迦南美地。
But none of them can enter into the land of promise.
每一次我读到这一段圣经的时候
Every time when I read God's response here
我觉得我们都不认识神
I really felt that we don't know God
不要说我们不认识他的爱
Not to say that we don't understand his love
我们根本不认识神的义
We truly have no idea about his righteousness
我们更不认识这位可畏的神
Not to mention we should have fear towards God
在我们一生的里面我们可能神可以赦免我们很多次
In the days of life God can forgive us many times
在这一段圣经的记载的里面以色列人出埃及不到两年的时间神已经赦免了他们十次
And when we come to this passage God has actually forgiven them about 10 times since they departed from Egypt
再往后看
If you read on,
神还是继续赦免他们。
God continued to forgive them of their various sins.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
他们没有一个人可以进迦南地。
That is none of them could enter into the promised land.
我自己思想的时候。
When I meditate upon the words here.
我觉得弟兄姊妹们，世界上有很多事情我们可以少的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, you know, there are so many things in our life we can go without.
今天没有这个东西，我们还可以继续生活下去。
We can continue to live on without certain things.
就算是说今天没有这个 building, 我们还是可以一同聚会。
Even without this physical building, we can still gather and worship.
甚至我们少吃几餐饭，我们还可以活下去。
And even we miss a few meals, we still survive.
但是有一件事情是少不得的。
However, there's this one thing we cannot have without.
这件事是说对已经我们这些信徒人来说的。
This thing is important to us Christians.
什么事少不得？
What is something that we cannot go without?
就是不能不进去那个地啊。
That is, we cannot go without entering to the promised land.
但是神的话何等的严厉。
But God's words are so serious here.
当时他说，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。
He said, those who treat me with contempt will never enter into the land.
38年之后。
30 years after this.
这句话完全应验。
God's words were fulfilled.
当时所有藐视神的一个也没有看见
All those who treat God with contempt during those years never even saw the land
两个报好信息的两个其中的一个的加勒
And Caleb that's one of the spies that came back with good news
38年之后他进去了
Enter into the land after 38 years
他为什么能够进去
How come he could enter
神自己给他一个判断
Because God judged him.
他说迦勒另有一个心智专一跟从我
God's judgment, he says, my servant Caleb had a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly.
英文原文圣经不是这样说的
The original content was slightly different.
他是说到迦勒他另有一个灵
It says has a different spirit versus Chinese translation says has a different heart.
Another spirit.
He has another spirit.
他另有一个灵
He has this.Spirit,
他专一跟从我
that make him follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以他可以进去迦南美地
Therefore, he was allowed to enter into the promised land.
这是迦勒的情形
That was the condition of Caleb.
约书亚的情形呢
How about the condition of Joshua?
请我们往前面翻出埃及记33
章 The other side. If you flip your Bible forward,
出埃及记33章
to Exodus chapter 33.
11节
Verse 11.
出埃及记33章11节
Exodus 33 verse 11.
请我们读
Let's read it together.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。这里说到有一个地方非常的特别。
It's something very unique here.
叫做会幕。
It's a place called tent.
会幕的确特别。
That's a very unique place.
因为它的地方呢，离开以色列扎营的地方很远。
Because it's situated in a place far away from the camp of Israelites.
这是摩西为了所有愿意寻求耶和华面的人， 所立的一个地方。
And that is the place. Prepare those who like to seek the face of the Lord.
离开以色列的营地非常的远。
There is quite a distance from the camp of Israelites.
所以你如果要寻求主的面，你必须要离开以色列的营地。
Therefore, in order to seek the face of God, you have to leave your camp.
你必须走相当一段的路程，来到这个帐篷，叫做会幕。
You have to travel far in order to come to this place called tent.
然后你必须在会幕里面停留，来遇见这一位主。
And you have to stay and wait there in order to meet with the Lord.
摩西常常就是离开以色列的营地来到这个会幕。
Therefore, Moses had to leave the tent of Israelites often in order to come to this tent of meeting.
每一次他来到会幕的时候，
every time when he comes to this tent of meeting,
云柱就降下来。
The pillar of cloud will descend upon it.
我们知道云柱代表什么？
We all know what does it mean.
我们知道云柱代表主的同在。
The pillar of cloud represents the presence of the Lord.
代表那一路引领以色列百姓的耶和华神的同在。
And represents the presence of God who has led them through.
所以当摩西一进入会幕的时候，
Therefore, when Moses entered into the tent,
云柱降下来。
The pillar of cloud will descend upon the tent.
做什么？
Why?
说到耶和华与摩西面对面说话，
because that would be the time the Lord speaks to Moses face to face，
好像人与说话一般，
as a man would speak with his friend，
好像没有间隔，
there's no hindrance。
刚才我们弟兄在这里领诗的时候，
and when our brother was leading the song here，
他说到我们需要跟主有交通，
he talked about how we need to have fellowship with the Lord，
我们需要跟主说话，
we need to speak to him。
在这里摩西一直跟主说话。
And this is the place where Moses spoke to the Lord.
到了一个时候摩西离开会幕。
And to a point he will leave the tent.
但是会幕里面不是只有两个人。
But there wasn't just two people there.
会幕里面有三个人。
Actually there are three beings in the tent.
那第三个是谁呢？
Who is the third person?
那第三个就是约书亚。
That's Joshua.
所以当摩西离开会幕的时候，
Therefore after speaking to God,
约书亚还留在会幕里面。
Joshua will stay by the tent.
并没有离开。
He did not go.
这是他的秘密。
And that was his secret.
摩西离开的时候，以色列百姓都看到了。
Everybody would see that Moses had left the camp.
摩西去会幕的时候，以色列百姓也看到了。
And Israelites would also see when Moses made the trip to the camp.
但是这里有一个人叫做约书亚。
But here we see a man whose name is Joshua.
好像当时在以色列当中的时候，没有一个人注意他。
And he wasn't highly regarded. Nobody even noticed him.
这是他秘密的生活，隐藏的生活。
But he has this hidden life before God.
他这样生活在神的面前。
He always lived like that in the presence of the Lord.
到了时候，神就可以带他进迦南地。
So that to a point, God was able to take him into the promised land.
好，我们看整件事情在新约的时候，神怎么看这件事。
And let's read on how God looked at this thing in the New Testament.
旧约里面就是蛮长一段的记载。
And it is a long recording in the book of Old Testament.
新约里面用几句的话把它做一个结束。
However, it was briefly summarized in the passage in New Testament.
请我们读希伯来书新约，快要到后面了。
Let's read the book of Hebrews.
新约希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter
第三章。
3.
我们今天读多一点，我们就请读第七节到十五节。
Let's read from 7 to 15, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 to 15.
我们一起来读。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为，有40年之久。所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，既不晓得我的作为，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像他发怒的日子一样。这一段圣经里面有几句话一再出现。
Did you notice there are a few phrases kept on repeating here?
凡是在一段圣经里面一再出现的字，就是在这里的重点。
And pay attention when words or phrases repeated several times in the same passage, that will be the major points.
在这段圣经的里面一再出现的字，第一个叫做今日。
And the first word that's repeated a lot is the word today.
就是 now, 现在。
Means now.
现在是唯一我们能够领受神恩典的时候。
Because now is the time that we can receive the grace of God.
过去的已经过去了，你再也没有办法把它追回来。
Whatever we did in the past is over. There's nothing we can change.
以后的事绝对不在你的手中。
And things in the future is not even in our hands yet.
你可以有一个最美好的计划。
You can have a wonderful plan for the future.
明天如何绝对不在你的手中。
However, we have no control about tomorrow.
所有有的就是现在这个时刻。
What we have is now, this moment.
第二句一再出现的。
The second thing that appears a lot.
就是今日神一直跟我们说话。
Is that God continues to speak to us.
神是说话的神。
Because our God is the God who speaks.
神什么时候向我们说话？
And when does God speak to us?
就是现在，就是这个时刻。
He speaks now, at this moment.
我们听见了他的话没有？
When we, do we hear his words?
如果我们没有听见他的话，
If we do not hear his words,
不是神没有向我们说话，
Then it's not that God did not speak to us,
乃是我们的心刚硬，听不见他的话。
But because we have hardened our heart, that made us unable to hear his words.
第三件事情，
The third thing here,
叫做天天。
It's every day.
神今天给我们的恩典叫做天天的恩典。
And there's a grace given by God that's called the grace of day.
只要我们今天存活在地上有一口气息，
As long as we have a breath of life,
神今天就给我们够用的恩典。
God will give us sufficient grace for the day.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这一次我到海外去啊，
And this time when I travel overseas,
跟从中国来的弟兄姊妹们大家在一起。
And I live with Christians from China.
啊，我真的是很受激励。
I was so encouraged by them.
本来去的时候，
Originally,
还不确定要去的。
I wasn't sure if I would make it.
在这里面有许许多多的挣扎在。
Because there were so much struggles within me.
啊，今天在这里没有办法细说。
I won't have time to explain what kind of struggles I had.
但是到底还是主带领。
But it's the Lord's leading.
直到我们到了目的地的时候，
Until we reach the destination,
才知道，
We realize
这一次能够去，
the fact that we actually made it,
是那边的弟兄姊妹们他们昼夜在主面前的祷告，
was the result of much prayer offered day and night by the saints over there.
他们祷告主能够把我们带过去，
They prayed the Lord would bring us to them.
我们从来没有见过面，至少对我来说我们去了两位。
And two of us went, and I never met with any one of the students there.
有一位弟兄，这是他第二次去。
However, my companion was visiting for the second time.
我是第一次去。
I was the first time.
至少对我来说，我并不认识他们。
Therefore, I do not know any one of them.
我从来没有跟他们见过面。
We never met before.
但是在我去之前，弟兄姊妹在主面前迫切迫切的祷告。
But they prayed earnestly before the Lord for us, before we arrived.
是主把我们带去了。
Therefore, it was the Lord who had brought us there.
所以在那里两个礼拜的时间里面，
Therefore, for 2 weeks long,
我们真的是有主与我们同在的明证。
And we really had the proof that the Lord was with us.
真的是我们在主的里面何等的美好。
And it was a wonderful thing that we gathered together in the Lord.
在圣灵的里面我们有这样子美好的交通。
And we had wonderful fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
啊，心里面就像是满了骨髓肥油一样。
I was so anointed by the blessings through fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神带领我们出埃及，目的不在出埃及。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is not God's purpose to take us out of Egypt.
出埃及的目的是为了要进入迦南美地。
His purpose is to take us into the promised land.
但是要进入迦南美地，第一个一定要出埃及。
In order to enter into the promised land, the first thing we have to do is to leave the land of Egypt.
刚刚出了埃及，
When we first came out,
以色列人没有征战的能力。
When they first came out, because they weren't good at fighting,
他们也怕遇见征战的事。
And they were afraid of encountering wars.
所以他们不能走最短的路程，一直就进了迦南美地。
Therefore, God could not take them through the shortest route to directly enter into the promised land.
所以神要带他们另外走另外一条路线。
And therefore, God had to take him along a detour.
在荒野里面，神要试验。
That's the route through the desert, and in that route, God will test them and train them.
在旷野里面，神要装备他们。
And God will equip them.
在旷野里面，神要训练他们关于征战的事。
And on that route, God will teach them things regarding battles.
好叫他们的生命预备好的时候。
So that when they are ready,
神可以带他们进入迦南美地。
God can take them directly into the promised land.
这一块迦南美地。
And this beautiful promised land.
圣经里面的记载真是太好了。
According to the Bible, it is well said.
在民数记的记载称这块地叫做极美之地。
It's called the land of exceed. It is exceedingly good.
弟兄姊妹，我先用英文讲哈。
I try to say that in English.
这不是一个 good land.
It's not just a good land.
这不是一个 very good land.
It's not just a very good land.
它是什么？
What is it?
它是 very very good land.
But a very, very good land.
听清楚了，不是 good land.
It's not just good land.
绝对不是 very good land.
And neither is it just very good.
什么叫做 very, very good land?
What does it mean by saying it's a very, very good land?
就是人的用词到这里什么？绝了。
Means we're out of words to describe how good it is.
意思是说你能够加100个 very, 你还可以继续加下去。
You can keep on saying very, 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 very.
求你一生的日子你就一直在那里加 very 好了。
All the days of your life, you look at that land, you can just keep on adding very to it.
就是不是我们心思能够明白的。
Because it's something that beyond our comprehension.
不是你也能够看得见的。
Neither our eyes have seen before.
也不是你耳朵能够听得到。
Or our ears have heard.
除非你真的进去了。
Unless you actually enter into it.
你如果在外面的时候。
If you're just standing outside.
你可能就只能说 oh, it's good.
All you can say maybe just, oh, it's good.
你如果想跨进去一步的时候。
If you step into it.
你可能会说 oh, it's very good.
Then you may say, oh, it's very good.
但是当你经过一生的时候。
And when through the days of your life.
你就要说 oh, it's very, very good.Good.
You live on the land, you will say, oh, it is very, very good.
这是神所应许我们的。
That is the promise from our God.
有一点像什么？
It's what does it feel like?
大家记不记得以色列王朝最兴盛的时候是在什么时候？
Remember, when was the strongest time for the dynasty of Israel?
什么时候？所罗门的时候，对不对？
The king of Solomon.
所罗门的时候是以色列王国那个国度里面最兴盛的时候。
And that was the time they were most strong.
当时在南方有一个国度也很兴盛啊。
At the same time, there was also a strong country in the southern part.
也很丰富。
Very rich and abundant.
那个国家叫什么？
What's the name of that country?
西巴，对不对？
是西巴。
结果呢，以色列国度的丰富传到了这个示巴的女王的耳朵。
But because the kingdom of Israel was so abundant and the reputation of that got to the ears of the queen.
她听到，哎呀，怎么所有人都说，哎呀，以色列所罗门的国度这么好，这么丰盛。
She heard all these good things about the abundance of the kingdom of Solomon.
所以她心里面呢就觉得，哎呀，我得去自己亲眼看看。
So she had a desire to visit him herself.
她心里面想。
She thought about it.
只要我去看见了。
She said, as long as I see it.
就绝对不像我们本国这么丰富。
And I can prove that it won't be as good as our country.
他真的就去了。
So she paid a visit.
等他去了，他看见了，他怎么说？
When she went and saw what's in the kingdom.
他说：“我本来听见你是这样子的丰富。”
She said, "I only heard about your abundance."
等我亲眼见了。
But now I see it with my own eyes.
还不及他的一半。
It's not even half of what I heard. It's more than.What I saw, what I heard is not even half of what I see here.
不好意思用一个很准确的这个数字表明出来。
It's hard for her to describe with accurate words.
仅说不及一半。
She said, what I heard is not even half of what you have here.
那到底是 40% 呢还是 30% 呢？
We don't know what's the exact percentage.
圣经里面没有说。
Bible did not tell us either.
多少？
How much?
弟兄姊妹，你自己想好了。
Just try to imagine on your own.
今天神所为我们预备的叫做极美之地。
And what God has prepared for you and me is what's called the land of
Jesus. 今天极美之地对于我们的实际在哪里？
And what's the reality of that promised land to us?
绝对今天不是你参加什么 tour 去 Jerusalem.
It's not that you can just participate a tour to visit Jerusalem.
或者你今天参加什么 tour 去参观以色列地。
Or to visit Israel.
你一去的时候你就全然失望。
Because if we do that, we'll be greatly disappointed.
这个极美之地是说到今天在这复活耶稣基督的里面。
But this exceedingly beautiful promised land is talk about the realm of resurrection of Jesus.
他为我们所赢得每一个丰富的产业。
Every abundant inheritance that he has won for our sake.
今天因着我们的蒙恩德就把我们摆在他。身体的里面。
And because you and I are saved, we are placed into the body of Christ.
把我们摆在基督的里面。
He placed us inside of him.
圣经里面说到这一块地叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
And Bible refers to that promised land as the land that's flowing milk and honey.
奶可以滋润我们的灵魂。
And milk can anoint our soul.
蜜使我们吃的全人就觉得甘甜。
And honey just creates sweetness.
就是叫我们这一个人的生命呢有极大的满足。
So that you and I will be greatly satisfied.
这是一个高科技的时代。
And we are in the era of advanced technology.
今天呢，这个视听的设备啊，各样的享受到处都是。
And you have all kinds of enjoyment for life.
今天我们人，我们比如说有视觉。
And for example, we have the sense of vision.
我们有听觉。
And the sense of hearing.
我们有嗅觉。
And the sense of smelling.
我们有味觉。
And the sense of tasting.
今天你看这一个高科技的代表。
Look at this is a symbol of technology.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
今天连车上都要有 DVD.
And now that you even have DVD in your car.
真的是不晓得呢，是在开车还是要看 DVD?
I don't know whether you should just drive or watch the movie.
以前我们就觉得说，哎，有一个最基本代步的工具就可以了。
And in the past, as long as we have a vehicle, we are happy.
今天车上要有 DVD.
Now we gotta have DVD in the car.
好，现在每一个家，哪一个家没有音响设备？
And everybody has sound system at home.
好，在家里面有音响设备，我想这也可以接受。
And it's okay to have sound system at home.
你知道有些人花很多的钱把他音响设备装在车子里面吗？
But do you know a lot of people will spend much money just to put the same sound system in their car?
有时候一个车的音响设备不下于他车的价值啊。
Sometimes it costs so much, it's more than the cost of the car itself.
那更不要说味觉、嗅觉了。
Not to mention the satisfaction of our sense of smell and taste.Which race eats the most?
你看看哪一个地方的餐馆最多呢？
What kind of restaurants most popular?
像有中国人的地方。
As long as there's Chinese.
可是这一些视觉、这一些的听觉、这些的味觉，你都享受到的。
We can have all kinds of entertainment or enjoyment.
饱足了没有？
But are you satisfied?
没有啊。
No.
第一流的享受。
The first class enjoyment.
不曾有的满足。
It will never satisfy us.
7年前，我的太太在一个会计师的事务所做事。
My wife worked for a CPA firm 7 years ago.
她这个老板呢，他这个 CPA， 这个会计师是一个香港来的人。
Her boss is a CPA immigrated from Hong Kong.
祖籍当然是广东啊。
And so he speaks Cantonese.
我想呢，吃中之吃呢，大概比不上广东人。
Well, you know, Cantonese know how to eat the most among Chinese.
那么在美国呢，你吃吃来吃吃去呢，大概比不上洛杉矶。
And then, among all cities in the United States, Los Angeles offer the most variety of food.
所以我想，就我们一般人呢，我们大概就说啊，够了，只要在洛杉矶。
And to us, we're pretty happy at what we have here in Los Angeles.
但是因为呢，他是一个广东人。
But because he was a Cantonese.
所以呢，显然洛杉矶呢也不够流。
Apparently, what's offered in Los Angeles was not good enough.
他每一年呢，他有一个假期。
Therefore, every year during his annual vacation,
他带着全家呢去 Vancouver.
He will bring the whole household to Vancouver.
因为呢，为什么？因为呢，香港太远了。
Because Hong Kong was too far from Los Angeles.
所以他呢，他就飞到 Vancouver 去。
So they will fly to Vancouver.
为什么到 Vancouver 呢？
Why Vancouver?
因为97的缘故，很多的香港人都移民到 Vancouver.
And because of fear for 97, a lot of Hong Kongese migrated to Vancouver.
一些很有手艺的厨师呢，也就跟着移民到了 Vancouver.
Among those people, they are very wonderful cooks.
啊，所以他就找了到几家很道地、很道地的餐厅啊。
So he could find several very authentic.Cantonese restaurant.
他的假期是三天。
He only had 3 days.
他飞到 Vancouver.
He will fly to Vancouver.
他都预备好，安排好。
And he has his schedule ready.
什么时候到哪一家餐厅，他都预备好。
And then which meal will be taken at which restaurant will be all planned out.
三天吃完了，又飞回到洛杉矶。
And after 3 days of meals, they will return to Los Angeles.
这是这个 CPA 的 vacation.
And that's how he planned his vacation for the CPA.
弟兄姊妹，他的满足在哪里？
So where does he find satisfaction?
我不晓得。
I really don't know.
这一次在海外跟弟兄姊妹们我们相聚的时候。
And this time when I visit the Christians overseas.
哎，我们真是享受，很享受。
We really had this wonderful enjoyment.
这一些弟兄姊妹们他们是离开中国到一个地方去。
This is a group of Christians who left China to meet with us somewhere else.
他们所住的地方，他们所
学习的环境比他们在中国要好的太多了。
And the facility of that meeting place offer much better dorm and food than the place they had in China.
我自己去过中国好多次。
I visited China many times.
几乎每一次培训的时候，弟兄姊妹们，一般弟兄姊妹们绝对没有床。
And I know the usual facility, standard facility will be that.You don't have even a bed.
就是一块地，也就是一个空地，然后就是把那个布铺着，你就是躺在上面就睡了。
What would happen is the ample space, and then we just lay some kind of a blanket on.
很多
地方
去约会根本没有看不见椅子。
And when we meet together, you don't even see any space between seats.
就是一块大的木板。
It's just like a big piece of wood.
摆在几个石头上面。
In the shape of a bench, lay on top of a few rocks.
吃饭的时候，每一个人都是一大碗。
And then when we eat, we have a big bowl of rice.
都是大锅菜。
And with a lot of chop suey.
Okay. 这一次到了外面来。
And this time when I went overseas.
他们有自己的床。
They had their own bed.
不仅仅有桌子，还有椅子。
They had their own desk and their own chair.
三餐除了早餐自己做之外，中餐晚餐有人为他们预备。
And lunch and dinners are prepared by a third party.
物质上来说，比他们在中国的时候好的太多了。
As far as the material arrangement, it's much better than what they had in China.
可他们心里很苦啊。
But they still feel grief inside.
心里面很干渴。
They were so thirsty within.
为什么
？Why？
因为一直没有老师去。
Because they've been waiting for a teacher to come.
一直没有弟兄们去扶持他们。
They were waiting for a Christian brother to come and help them.
他们灵里面觉得很枯干。
Therefore, in their spirit, they were so hungry and thirsty.
这次我们跟他们在一起交通。
So when we arrived and had fellowship with them,
主在我们的当中。
The Lord was right in our midst.
真是带我们来到了牛奶与蜜之地啊。
Like the Lord has brought us to the land of honey and milk.
在圣灵的里面，主用他自己来滋润我们每一个的灵魂。
And the Lord just fed us with Himself in the Holy Spirit.
在他话语的里面，我们吃到了主的话语，我们觉得何等的甘甜。
Through His words, we ate.Of him himself, we feel so sweet.
他们说这一些住的、吃的、用的，我们都不在乎。
They told us that we really couldn't care less about.
我们所要的就是在圣灵里面这样子的交通，这样子的来往。
What we desire the most is to have true fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
神为我们预备这么好的一个地方。
And it was a wonderful facility that God has prepared.
但是以色列百姓的反应是什么呢
？And it's a wonderful land that God has prepared for Israelites. But what was the reaction?
藐视神所为他们预备的。
They despise what God has prepared.
什么叫做藐视
？What does it mean to despise?
藐视就是轻看。
Means despise, look lightly upon.
藐视就是不信。
Means they don't believe.
就是说轻看神所给我们最好的。
They look lowly on the things God had prepared for us.
就轻看在神眼中极为宝贝。
They despise what's valuable in the eyes of God.
反而以我们自己觉得好的代替神所给我们的。
And instead, we replace what's the best from God with something we thought was good.
当时迦南地是一个什么情形
？And what was the condition of the land of Canaan at that time?
当时的迦南地有两个主要的情形。
And there were two major conditions.
第一个就是住在迦南地的那个人民呢，他们非常的强壮。
First.Our residents of that land are very strong.
他们强壮到一个地步，以色列人说
，They were so strong to the point that Israelites would say.
他说我们看自己就像蚱蜢一样。
When we look at them and look at ourselves, we're just like a grasshopper.
所以连他们看我们也像蚱蜢一样。
And that's how they see us too.
弟兄姊妹有没有看过蚱蜢
？Have you seen grasshoppers?
有没有
？Have you ever seen a grasshopper?
好，有没有人抓过蚱蜢
？Have you tried to catch one?
有没有
？Yes.
Yes.
Anybody?
不是太难。
It's not hard at all.
一抓的时候逃不过你的手掌心。
And you can easily catch them with one hand.
一抓的时候你手再紧一点。
And if you grab on tightly,
完全睡在你手掌心。
It would just completely crash in your hand.
所以住在迦南地那些人呢，极其的强壮。
Therefore, the residents in the land was very strong.
这是第一个特点。
That's the one unique.
第二个特点
，the second one.
建造那个城啊
，It's the city they have.
又坚固又宽大。
They are so big and they are so strong.
在这里的弟兄姊妹有没有看过《The Lord of the Rings》
？Have you seen the movie The Lord of the Rings？
有。你有没有看见他们所造的城市是不是很高大、很坚固
？You see the stronghold they built? Aren't they big and wonderful？
是不是？ Yeah. 真的是。所以你一看到的时候，真的，你像从下面往上看的时候
，When you look up，
好像那个城都要顶到天了。
You feel that they're as tall as the heaven。
这是两个特点。
And these are two unique points about that land。
今天我们来说说这两个特点代表什么
？And what do these two points refer to our lives today？
第一个特点代表今天的世界的权势啊，如果洪流一样。
It's the power of this world, just like strong current.
洪流一样，没有一个人能够躲过的。
It's like we can never avoid it.
前一阵子我们才刚刚看到东南亚的海啸。
We all saw the tsunami in the Southeast Asia recently.
来的时候你不知道。
You have no idea when it comes.
去的时候已经 too late.
And when you realize they retreated, it was too late.
凡是被海水卷掉的，全部都卷走。
And everything will be taken away by them.
今天世界有一个权势是我们看不见的。
And there's a power in this world, a power that's invisible.
还没有来的时候你看不到的。
And it's a power we don't see it's coming.
等到你感觉到的时候，已经把你卷走了。
When you sense its presence, you're already in it.
这是世界的权势，如那个比海啸还要厉害。
And the power of this world is much stronger than the power in the
sky. 没有一个人能够幸免的。
And no one can get rid of it.
你想想看，今天我们这个样子。
Look at ourselves.
跟我们小的时候差别差太多了。
Now, we are so different from when I was a child.
我们小的时候怎么会是这样子呢？
You may say, wow, how come I was like that when I was little?
我们的心智被这个世界消磨得多厉害。
And our heart was taken away by the things around us so easily then.
我们那个纯洁纯净的心到哪里去了？
Where was that pure heart I used to possess?
我记得高中的时候我们那个历史老师很有意思啊。
I remember I had this history teacher when I was in high school.
他不是教我们历史而已。
He doesn't just teach us things about history.
他教我们看见在人当中的一些的事实。
He pointed out a lot of facts in the life of humankind.
我记得他曾经跟我们这样说过。
One time he said to us,
今天同学们，你们都是很纯净的。
He said, friends, students, you are very pure today.
但是将来你们入了社会之后。
But once you enter into the society,
记住你以前高中的时候什么样子。
And remember your condition today in high school.
你会发现你今天跟你高中的时候完全不一样。
You will realize you're completely changed.
哪一个人能够逃得过？
And no one can escape that.
看自己就像蚱蜢一样。
We look ourselves, we are as small as a grasshopper.
说到这个时代的人极其的骄傲。
And talk about how prideful we are in this world.
大概除了死之外，没办法避免。其他的事人大家都觉得没有什么做不到。
People in this world are so proud they think they can do all things except escape the death.
人心骄傲到一个地步如同坚固的营垒一样。
People in this world are so proud to the point they are just like strongholds.
好像耶稣基督的福音主的话好像怎么样都打不进去。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ will have a hard time to break through those strongholds.
我们今天不是讲还没有信主的人。
I'm not just talking about unbelievers.
今天是在讲今天我们已经信主的。
So even among believers,
在我们里面总是有一个地位高过我们的主。
And there's always a position that's for ourselves, which is always higher than the position we prepare for the Lord.
好像主的话怎么样也进不到我们
的。Different, the words of the Lord cannot enter into us.
有时候好像感谢主在聚会的时候主稍微进来一点。
And thank the Lord, sometimes during the meeting, His words were able to come in a little bit.
但是一出了教会的门,
but once we step out the door here,
一出了聚会的门,
we step out the church,
那个感动就不想在哪里。
That slight touch we had earlier were gone.
所以当时以色列百姓他看见这两个情形的时候,
therefore, when they saw the condition of Israelites,
他们就说我们回埃及去。
When the Israelites saw the condition of the men in that land, they said, let's go back to Egypt.
我们如果去那个地方一定死的。
Because if we try to enter, we'll surely die.
所以他们彼此在那里讨论。
Therefore, they were talking about this among themselves.
我在我们当中，我们另外立一个领袖。
So they come up to the idea, says, why don't we ordain another leader for ourselves?
这个人带领我们回埃及。
So that this leader can take us home.
有许多的时候。
Many times.
我们信主的儿女的心智也被如此的消磨。
We children of God had the same condition.
我们跟世界融合在一起。
We try to mingle with the world.
虽然是基督徒。
Even though we are called Christians.
但是变成一个属世的基督徒。
But we are a worldly Christian.
神怎么说到我们呢？
And how does God refer to us?
白藐视我的。
Those who treat me with contempt.
一个也不得看。
We'll never even see the land.
在这里有一个人叫做迦勒。
But here we see this man Caleb.
他跟约书亚他们的反应不一样。
He and Joshua had different reaction.
迦勒他另有一个灵。
He had a different spirit.
专一跟从我。
He had another spirit that you will follow God wholeheartedly.
为什么这句话这么重要呢？
Why is this statement so important?
因为今天靠着我们的自己绝对站立不住。
Because there's no way we can stand firm on our own.
靠着我们的立志绝对站立不住。
Even we try to make resolution, we can still cannot stand up.
今年今天已经是2月20号。
Right now is February 20th.
我想在1月1号的时候 有很多人都已经立志了。
And I believe we all have some kind of New Year resolution in the beginning of the year.
我今年要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样过生活。
We may make a resolution that I will live my life like this.
我今年要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样追求侍奉主。
And in this year, I will do this and do that for the Lord.
但是今天已经2月20号。
But right now is February 20th.
我想没有一个人凭着自己的立志站立得住。
And I don't think anyone can stand just based upon their own resolution.
我们的力量还不是从我们的立志来的。
Because our strength does not come from our resolution.
在这里没有一个人误会我的意思。
And I hope you don't take me wrong here.
说马弟兄说我们不要立志。
That Ben says we don't bother to make resolution.
我的意思绝对不是。
That's not what I meant.
但是我们的源头绝对不在这里。
But we have to know this is not the source of our strength.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
凡拜他。
And those who worship him
必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Has to do it in truth and spirit.
主在这里还没有提到我们的立志。
The Lord never mentioned about resolution here.
因为那是第二步。
Because that will be the step number two.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
凡拜他的。
And those who worship him.
必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
We're worshiping in truth and spirit.
今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart.
圣灵要带领我们在灵的里面来敬拜这位主。
And Holy Spirit wants to take us to worship the Lord in spirit.
什么是在灵和真实里面敬拜他？
And what does it mean by to worship Him in truth and spirit?
就是说我们在极深的谦卑。顺服的里面
means in extreme obedience and humility.
我们来到主的面前
we'll be willing to come to the Lord
与他亲嘴
and come and kiss him.
在新约福音书里面曾经记到一个女人叫做玛利亚
and there was this woman in the book of New Testament, Mary.
她曾经来到主的面前
she came to the Lord.
她弯下她的腰来
she bent down.
他用他的眼泪洗了耶稣的脚。
And she washed the feet of Jesus with her tears.
然后他用他的头发把脚擦干。
And she wiped them dry with her hair.
然后亲耶稣的脚。
And she kissed his feet.
再把香膏抹在耶稣的脚。
And after that, she anointed his feet with perfume.
那是在极深的谦卑跟顺服的里面。
That was done in extreme obedience and humbleness.
那一天他是亲了耶稣的脚。
She kissed the feet of Jesus that day.
今天神给我们一个大的恩典。
But today God has given us a greater grace.
我们可以与他亲嘴。
That we can come forward and kiss the Lord.
更靠近他。
We can be closer than the woman.
更知道主的心。
We can come to know more of his heart.
这是我们的灵
and that will be our spirit.
这是圣徒的灵
and that will be the spirit of all saints.
这是每一天每一个时候我们所站的位置
and that will be the position we take every moment of the day.
这是每一天主要带领我们进入的实际
and also that is the reality the Lord desires to bring us into.
加勒他另有一个灵
Caleb has another spirit.
他就是这样常常在极深的谦卑顺服的里面来到主的面前与他亲嘴。
Therefore, in deep humbleness and obedience, he came forward to the Lord and kissed him.
因为在这样的敬拜的里面，他真正的认识主。
Because that's how he come to know the Lord in that kind of worship.
因为在这样圣灵的里面，他真正得到了神的能力。
And that's how he gained his strength in the Holy Spirit.
所以他可以越过在肉身里面所有一切的软弱跟限制。
So he could surpass the limitation and weakness in his fleshly life.
什么叫做肉身?
What's this fleshly life?
肉身的意思, 第一个,
first,
软弱,
weak.
第二个, 限制,
secondly, limitation.
你没有办法越过的。
We cannot surpass our limits.
世界上最大的大力士也不能把自己稍微抬起来一点。
Even the strongest man in this world, he cannot even lift himself up.
你不能把自己离开地面一寸都离不开。
We cannot exalt ourselves even one inch above the ground.
你爱你的丈夫，你爱你的妻子，这个爱有极大的限制。
We love our family members, but there is a limitation to our love.
肉身有这两个大的特点。
And that are the two major characteristics of our physical body.
神的能力使我们越过肉身里面的软弱跟性
质。Yeah, when we are in the Holy Spirit, God can help us to surpass these limitations.
加勒他得到了这个秘诀。
And Caleb got that secret.
但是这个秘诀不是一时的感动。
However, that's just not a temporary movement.
因为他专一的跟从主。
Because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
他说到第二一个学习是经过试验的。
Therefore, he practiced and he exercised.
是在各样的环境里面来显出他的生命的。
In his all situations, he revealed that life.
主说在这段时间里面，以色列人曾经试探我十次。
God said, in this period of time, Israelites have tested me 10 times.
我想加勒一定不在其中。
And I believe Caleb belongs to none of those.
因为他专一跟从主。
Because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为他专一的在这里仰望主。
Because with a single heart, he followed the Lord.
所以在新约圣经的时候，提摩太。
Therefore, in the book of New Testament,
提摩太书的时候，保罗说道。
In the book of Timothy, when he advised him,
他说神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵。
The spirit that God has given to us is not a frightened one,
而是刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
But strong, a love, and also discipline.
刚强英文就是 power.
But the power,
the spirit of power,
but a spirit of power,
在灵的里面才能够得到这个刚强的灵。
And we receive power when we are in the spirit.
那怎么样得到刚强的灵？
How do I receive the spirit of power?
就是把我们摆在每一天的生活的里面。
It's allow God to place us in our daily
life. 把我们摆在每一个环境里面。
In every situation.
来试验，来生出这个刚强的灵。
God will test us and let this spirit of power grow.
所以今天是主何等大的恩典，把我们放在他的家里面。
Therefore, it's the grace of the Lord that He has put us in the house of God.
我们彼此之间的交通。
Through our fellowship with one another.
我们彼此在生活上的来往。
And through our dealing with one another.
都是神要制作我们，让我们得到刚强的灵。
God is working upon us so that we may gain the spirit of power.
但是今天每一个人都想要得刚强的灵。
But if everyone wants to receive the spirit of power.
却没有想到，在你得刚强灵之前，你必须最低啊。
We forgot we need to take the lowest position first.
除非你是最低。
Unless we stand at the lowest position.
永远没有办法经历这个能力的力。
Otherwise, we can never experience this power of the spirit of power.
所以加勒好像在这样的记载的里面，你看出埃及记也没有记载他的名字。
You don't see Caleb's name was mentioned in the book of Exodus.
好像人看不见这个人在哪里。
It's like people don't even see him.
谁知道？
But God knew him.
把他隐藏在一个很低的位置。
And God hid him in a very low position. When the time has come,
一句话就把他高举在众人之上。
God will bring him up above all men.
这个是今天我们在主面前的学习。
And this is something we should all learn.
另外一个人叫约书亚。
Joshua was the other spy.
他的记载就是比加勒的记载要更前。
And his recording about this man was before the recording about Caleb. It was in the book of Exodus, chapter 33.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话的时候。
It talks about the Lord would speak to Moses face to face.
还有第三个人。
There was another person.
那一个人就是约书亚。
And that was Joshua.
当摩西离开会幕的时候。
When Moses returned to the camp.
约书亚没有离开会幕。
The young Joshua did not leave the tent.
虽然约书亚的生命不像摩西那么老练。
Even though the life of Joshua was not as mature as the life of Moses.
不像摩西那样子的成熟。
Was not as experienced.
但他深深被主吸引。
But he was deeply drawn by God.
也停留在主的面前相当长一段的时间。
He would spend a long time waiting before God.
所以他知道什么叫做得到神的能力。
So he knew what does it mean to gain the power of God.
所以等到试验来到的时候。
So when the time of trials come.
他可以靠着在他里面圣灵的能力越过。
He was able to overcome the trials through the power that's in him.
今天世界的权势是厉害。
Therefore, the power of this world is great.
但最厉害的还没有来啊。
However, we haven't encountered the greatest yet.
那最厉害的要来了，也快来了。
And the greatest evil power is about to come, soon to come.
如果今天我们不学习 像约书亚那样子停留在主的面前。
Therefore, if we don't even learn to what Joshua was doing to wait before the Lord,
等到那最大的试炼来的时候，我想我们可能都站不住。
We probably will all fall away when the greatest temptation comes.
但是今天主就恩待我们。
But today is a time of grace.
所以在希伯来书的时候
，In the book Hebrews,
一提到这一段圣经
，This passage here,
圣灵一直一直提到这个字，今日。
Holy Spirit, keep on using the word today, today.
今日你们若听他的话，就不可以硬心。
He says, "Do not harden your heart today if you hear of His word."
因为今天永远是神悦纳我们的时候。
Because today is the time of God's pleasure.
今天永远是神拯救我们的日子。
Today will always be the day that God can save.
今天永远是神说话的日子。
And today is always the day that God can speak.
神从来没有停止过。
God never stopped working.
就像当时怎么样对待以色列百姓呢？
Just like how he treated Israelites then.
主自己说,
God said,
他说, 我是天天伸手,
every day,
那些被逆顶嘴的百姓。
He said, every day I stretch out our hands and try to call those who are rebellious.
今天主还是每一天跟我们说话。
Therefore, every day God is still speaking to us.
所以保罗在这里写了, 他说, 今天, 有今天就要天天彼此相劝。
He said, as long as you have today, you should encourage one another daily.
为什么天天呢?
Why every day?
因为我们的本相
Because our true condition
就是悖逆,
is rebellious by nature.
我想在这里有很多是做父母的。
We have a lot of people here, our parents.
哪一天你的孩子不跟你说 no?
Did you find a day that your kids say, did not say no to you?
那很新奇啊。
That would be very marvelous.
哪一天他不跟你顶上嘴。
There's not a day go by your kids do not rebel against you with words.
我们自己也是为人儿女。
And we are also children of our parents.
我们也经过那段日子。
We have gone through those days.
我们的本相就是悖逆，就是顶嘴。
It is our condition to rebel, to
talk back. 所以需要每一天都经历主的恩典。
Therefore, we need God's grace every day.
怎么经历主的恩典？
How can we experience His grace?
这一段圣经里面他说，天天彼此相劝。
He says to encourage one another daily.
还不仅仅是从神那里得恩典。
Not only just receive grace from God above.
今天乃是把我们摆在教会的里面。
But today we are surrounded by people in the church.
在圣殿里有一个弟兄。
There was this Christian brother in the church of St. Gabriel.
哦，这八个月来他生命有很大的改变。
And he has experienced great change in his life in the past 8 months.
昨天他在夏令会。他得到了主的话。
First of all, he received words from God in the summer conference.
主的话进到他生命里面了。
The words of God entered into his life.
哦，大家很不一样。
He was changed.
带着那个能力。
And through that power.
然后他在这个能力的里面，他回到教会当中的时候。
Through that change, he received power and he returned to church.
他也接受所有从主话语来的交通训练。
He also accepts all the encouragements and fellowship through the words of God.
而且他照着主的话语的教训，他也这样遵行。
And he will do what he heard through the words of God.
他生命有很大的改变。
Therefore, you see there's a change in his life.
那一天，他就自己做见证。
So he testified.
他说他信主超过十年。
He said, I have believed in the Lord for over 10 years.
他说这半年来他的改变超过十年的总和。
However, the change I experienced in the past 6 months by far exceeds the summation of those 10 years.
弟兄姊妹们，今天主还做这个事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that is still worked by God today.
我不晓得前面我们有多少的年日。
And I don't know how many more days we have ahead of us.
但你可以从今天开始。
But we can start it from today.
你可以在天天主的恩典里面再往前。
You can continue your journey of grace in the Lord.
以前都过去了。
Let go of what's in the past.
可能有一些日子被蝗虫马大吃了。
Maybe there are days wasted totally.
今天可以开始。
But today we can have a fresh start.
天天彼此相劝。
Encourage one another daily.
说到了教会里面一个极美的生命叫做彼此相劝的生命。
And that's a beautiful life in the church of God as to encourage one another.
彼此相劝，我在这里说的很容易啊。
It's easy for me to say it.
实行起来何等的难啊。
It's not easy to practice.
这包括两部分的人。
Because there are two groups of people.
第一个叫做给劝。
One group is to give.
怎么给？
How do you give?
怎么给？
How do you give?
在爱里说诚实。
To speak truth in love.
永远是站在比接受劝勉的人更 更低的位置。
Always speak truth in love at a position lower than the one that you want to speak to.
在这样的里面，基督的爱才可以涌流出来。
Because that's the only way the love of Christ can flow out of you.
你在最低的位置，神的爱才一直可以浇灌下来。
Only when we pick the lowest position, then God's love can continue to pour the power.
唯有当基督的爱一直浇灌进来的时候，才能够从你的身上一直流出去。
And only when the love of God pour down upon us, then we can allow this love to flow out.
所以劝勉人的人在爱里面说诚实话。
Therefore, I want to encourage others, speak truth in love.
诚实话不是定人的罪。
Not to condemn.
说诚实话是把人带到主的面前。
But try to bring that person back to the Lord.
让主自己来定他的罪。
And let the Lord be the judge.
在爱的里面就有主丰盛的同在。
And once we have love, then we have his rich presence.
这是劝勉人的。
And this is how we can encourage others.
不容易。
It's not easy at all.
所以带领我们的弟兄常常这样子警戒我们这些做工人的。
And therefore, brothers who lead us always advise us co-workers.
因为我们工人有一个倾向，常常喜欢教训人。
Because co-workers has a tendency to teach others.
这个是，这就要不得了。
Or to scold others, that's really bad.
所以带领我们的弟兄常常劝勉我们。
Therefore, the leader brother always advises us.
他说你对他。你对弟兄有多少的爱
how much love you have toward a brother?
你就可以说几分的重话。
Then that's how much serious words you can speak to that brother.
但是他有十分。
If you love him tenfold,
甚至可以为他死。
And if you're even willing to die for that person,
你就可以说十分的重话。
Then you can say as much harsh words.
你如果爱他只有三分。
If you only love him 30%,
你就不要说四分的重话。
Then don't bother to say harsh words that's beyond 30%.
不很容易。
It's not easy.
常常我们是超过我们爱的度量。
And many times we say things beyond our love.
第二个也不是很容易。
The second group of people also was not easy.
就是接受劝勉的人。
That's the group that will receive the words of advice.
那么劝勉的人是在爱里面说诚实话。
And those who receive the words of, the one who gives out advice will speak words in love.
那接受劝勉的人又是怎么样呢?
And how about the people that receive the words of God?
接受劝勉的人，你就是在爱里面诚实面对你自己。
Is to be in love and honestly examine yourself.
不要给自己留一点的地位。
Don't find any space for yourself.
什么时候你给自己留一点的地位?
Whenever you try to give yourself an excuse.
圣灵的工作就要停在这里。
And that will be the time the Holy Spirit will stop working.
所以丈夫跟妻子
Between husband and wife
要彼此相劝
Has to encourage one another
丈夫的耳朵要听清楚
And therefore open your ears husband
听清楚妻子说什么
Listen clearly what the wife had to say
妻子要在爱里面要为你的弟兄舍命啊
And wife make sure you're willing to give your life for your husband
天天彼此相劝
To encourage
教会里面弟兄姊妹们也是彼此的盼望。
And the same manner which applies to brothers and sisters in the church.
所以在教会里面侍奉真的不容易。
Therefore, it's not easy to serve in the church.
很容易看见人的软弱。
It is easy for us to see the shortcomings of others.
但是很少为软弱的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
But very rarely do we bother to pray for that weakness or shortcomings.
指头很容易，叮，出去。
It's very easy for us to just point fingers.
自己的膝盖很少。
However, very rarely do we bother to kneel down and pray for others.
但是这是教会里面极大的生命。
But that should be the life of in the church of God.
这是教会里面要被建造一个极美的生命。
In order to build up the church, we have to have that kind of life.
你愿意在爱里面说诚实话？
Are you willing to speak truth in love?
你愿意在爱里面诚实面对自己？
Are you willing to face yourself honestly in love?
主在我们里面就一直增加。
Then the Lord will continue to increase.
主在教会里面的度量就一直。
And the capacity of the Lord will continue to increase in His church.
最后他说，若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里面有份了。
That if we come to share in Christ, if we hold firmly till the end of confidence we had at first.
这起初确实的信心，就是当时神所对我们说的话。
The confidence we had at first is the words that God spoke to us first.
当摩西还没有带以色列人出百姓的时候，出埃及的时候
，Before Moses led people out of Egypt,
神就说
，God said,
他说我下来是要拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手。
I have come down to deliver Israelites out of the hand of Egyptians.
领他们出了那地，到
美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
And now I take them out of Egypt and take them into that beautiful and vast land that's flowing honey and milk.
这就是神起初给我们的应许。
And that is the initial promise God had for us.
这也是我们信主的时候起初确实的信心。
And that's also the confidence we had when we first believed.
永远向着迦南美地。
Always face toward the promised land.
不往后面看。
Do not look back.
一直向前。
Keep going.
在以西结书的时候说到我们的神有一个特点。
In the book of Ezekiel, it talks to us about a characteristic of our God.
说我们的神怎么走路。
So you know how our God works? How our God walks?
是锯齿往前走。
He walks straight forward.
他不转弯的。
He doesn't make turns.
今天他带领我们也是锯齿往前走的路。
In the same manner, God is leading us to take straight forward steps.
除非今天我们愿意，我们信主。靠着他进入迦南美地。
Unless we're willing to trust in him and enter into the land of promise,
我们的主永远不得满足。
Otherwise, our Lord will never be satisfied.
那时候，那一个世代，两个人进了迦南美地。
In that generation, only two made into the promised land.
圣经里面怎么说到他们两个呢？
And how did Bible refer to those two people?
太奇妙。
Marvelously.
一个是另有一个心智跟重组。
God referred to them as one that has a another spirit.
另外一个是长时候停留等候在主的面前。
And the other one who is willing to wait before the Lord for long hours.
说到他们进迦南美地。
And once they enter into the land of promise.
圣经里面是这样说的。
Bible said.
是说到神亲自领了他们进迦南地。
That personally God has led them into the promised land.
一切还是主的恩典。
Therefore it's all God's grace.
都是主的恩典。
It's all God's grace.
所以这一次我在回来的飞机上。
On my way home from overseas trip.
我在回想刚刚过去的两个礼拜跟弟兄姊妹相聚那个情形。
When I was on the airplane, I recalled the situation I was with those brothers and sisters in those 2 weeks.
我就像是一个做了梦一般的人。
I felt that I just had a dream.
像是一个做了梦一般的人。
It was like a dream to me.
满口嬉笑。
And I was full of laughters.
的确是神。带领我们稍微进入了那个迦南美地。
It was my God who has brought us through this beautiful land of promise.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
愿意我们是一个彼此相劝的教会。
May we be a church that will encourage one another.
因为我们没有一个人是完全。
Because no one is perfect.
劝勉人的自己还要接受别人的劝勉。
Those who advise others will be willing to receive advice as well.
被劝勉的人要甘心乐意谦卑在主的面前。
And those who are advised will have a willing heart to humble before the Lord.
好叫主的生命在我们里面一直增加。
So that his life can continue to increase.
我们再唱这首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing this song one more time. 540.
天使我爱过
我们站起来唱好不好？
Stand up and sing it.
云从不想着标杆